everyone. I'm recording on my anchor.com. Hey everyone, it's Black Wall Street Chronicles, everyone, and I'm going to read an article on Governor Andrew Cuomo. Hold on, give me a second. Governor Andrew Mark Cuomo, born December 6, 1957, is an American lawyer, author, and politician who has served on the 56th governor of New York since 2011. A member of the Democratic Party, he was elected to the same position his father held for three terms. He is the 56th governor of New York, assumed office January 1st, 2011. He's married to a Kennedy. I forgot about that. Born in Queens, New York, Cuomo is a graduate of Fordham University and Albany Law School. He began his career working as the campaign manager for his father in the 1982 New York gubernatorial election, then as an assistant district attorney in New York City before entering private law practice. He founded a housing nonprofit and was appointed chair of the New York City Homeless Commission by New York City Mayor David Dinkins, a position he held from 1990 to 1993. Cuomo served as the Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development for Community Planning and Development from 1993 to 1997. From 1997 to 2001, he served in President Bill Clinton's cabinet as United States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. After failing to win Democratic primary in the 2002 New York gubernatorial election. In 2006, Cuomo was elected Attorney General of New York. Cuomo won the 2010 New York gubernatorial election to become the governor of New York and was re-elected twice after winning primaries against progressive challengers Sedlev Teachout in 2014 and Cynthia Nixon in 2018. During his governorship, Cuomo showed the passage of the Marriage Equality Act in 2011 to legalize same-sex marriage, the Compassionate Care Act to 2014 to legalize medical use of cannabis, and the Marijuana Regulation and Taxation Act in 2021 to legalize the recreational use of cannabis. Cuomo's administration oversaw the construction of Governor Mayor M. Cuomo Bridge, the 2nd Avenue Subway, the Manhattan Tram Hall, and the reconstruction of LaGuardia Airport. In response to the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting and the 2012 Webster shooting, Cuomo signed the New York Safe Act of 2013, the strictest gun control law in the United States. He co-founded the United States Climate Change, by following the terms of the Paris Agreement. He also delivered Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, a 2011 tax code that raised taxes for the wealthy and lowered taxes for the middle class. 12 mean paid fraternity leave along with gradual license of the state minimum wage to $15 in pay equity. Cuomo received national attention for his handling of a COVID-19 pandemic in New York. Although he was initially lauded for his response efforts and received an International Emmy Founders Award from his daily press briefings, he faces renewed criticism for the federal investigation after it was discovered that his administration covered up information pertaining to COVID-19 deaths among nursing home residents. Since late 2020, Cuomo has faced allegations of sexual harassment. An investigation commissioned by New York Attorney General Letitia James reported in 2021 that Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women during his time in office and faced criminal investigations for these allegations. On August 10, 2021, he announced that he resigned as governor of New York, effective August 24. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will serve out his term, becoming the first female governor of New York. Let's talk about his early career. During his father's successful 1982 campaign for governor, Cuomo served as campaign manager. He then joined the governor's staff as a policy advisor and sometime Albany roommate, earning $1 a year. As a member of his father's administration, Cuomo, known as the enforcer, where his father was known as the nice guy, and a good cop, bad cop dynamic to further his father's legislative agenda. 1984 to 1985, Cuomo was a New York assistant district attorney, briefly worked at the law firm of Buttigieg, Falcone & Miller. He founded Housing Enterprises for Less Privileged, HELP, in 1986 and left his law firm to run HELP full-time in 1988. From 1990 to 1993, during the administration of New York Mayor David Dinkins, Cuomo was chair of New York City Homeless Commission, which was responsible for developing policies to address homelessness in the city and provided more housing options. Governor Cuomo was appointed Assistant Secretary for the Community Planning and Development and Department of Housing and Urban Development in 1993. As a member of President Bill Clinton's administration, after the department's secretary, Henry Krisnerios, at the end of Clinton's first term under the cloud of an FBI investigation, Cuomo was unanimously confirmed by the United States Senate to succeed him as Secretary of HUD. Cuomo served as secretary from 1997 until the Clinton administration ended in 2001. In 2000, Cuomo led HUD efforts to negotiate an agreement with United States handgun manufacturer Smith & Wesson. This agreement requires Smith & Wesson to change design, distribution, and marketing of guns to make them safer and help them keep their hands out of children and criminals. Budgets enacted during Cuomo's term contain initiatives to increase the supply of affordable housing and home ownership and to create jobs and economic development. These included new rental assistance subsidies, reforms to integrate public housing, higher limit of mortgages insured by the head of Federal Housing Administration, and a crackdown on housing discrimination, expanded programs to help the homeless people get housing and jobs, and creation of new empowerment zones. During Cuomo's tenure as HUD secretary, he called for an increase in home ownership. He also pushed government-sponsored lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to buy more homes loans issued to poor homeowners in an attempt to end discrimination against minorities. Some believe that this helped lead to the 2007-2010 subprime mortgage crisis. Edward J. Pinto, former chief credit officer at Fannie Mae, said they should have known that the risk was large, Pinto said. Cuomo was pushing mortgage bankers to make loans and basically saying you have to offer a loan to everybody. But others disagree with the assessment that Cuomo caused the crisis. Dean Baker, co-director of Center for Economic and Policy Research, says Cuomo was a contributor in terms of him being a cheerleader. But I think we can put too much blame on him. According to libertarian author and critic James Bouvard, Cuomo was obsessed with changing HUD's image, as Cuomo declared. The PR is the important thing I do. 80% of the battle is communications. He campaigned a new program called Community Builders, created without appropriation by Congress for 800 new hold parolees with computers to be paid as much as $100,000. In June 16, 1999 speech, Cuomo declared that one purpose of the program was to fight against HUD's abolition. In August 1999, Community Builder distributed a letter to community groups to fight against proposed tax cuts. One HUD official declared that Community Builders were seen as Democratic board heaters who act as a pipeline between Democratic city officials, party leaders, and the administration of the Democratic National Committee. In 1998, Clinton appointed HUD Inspector General Susan Gaffney testified in Senate committee that she was a victim of escalating attacks on her office by Cuomo and his key aides, including cooked-up charges of racism, insubordination, and malfeasance, and general dirty dealing. In 1999, Gaffney's office concluded that most 15 out of 19 community builders' goals were activities rather than actual accomplishments, and that Cuomo's initiatives had a crippling effect on many of the HUD's ongoing operations. Gaffney retired in May 2001, shortly after the department reached a $490,000 settlement with a black employee who accused her of racial discrimination and passing over for a promotion. Prior to Cuomo's tenure, HUD was routinely included on the General Accounting Office Bonanno Watch list of government programs whose management made them too prone to fraud. During his time in office, two of the HUD's four main departments was removed from the God list. In addition, the department cut 15% of its staff as part of Cuomo's initiative to streamline operations. Cuomo first ran for the Democratic nomination for the New York governor seat in 2002. He was initially the favorite for the nomination that led to fundraising and polls, but his campaign took serious damage as the GOP. Speaking about the aftermath of September 11 attacks, Cuomo said, "Pataki stood behind the leader, he held the leader's coat, and he was a great assistant to the leader, but he was not a leader. Cream rises to the crop, and Rudy Giuliani rose to the top." His remarks were widely derided. Even his father, former Governor Mayor Cuomo, later admitted it was a blunder. On the eve of the state convention, Cuomo withdrew from consideration after concluding he had little chance of support against the favorite party candidate, State Controller Carl McCall. McCall went on to lose the general election to incumbent George Pataki. I remember Pataki was running the country. Running the state. Cuomo declared his candidacy for the Democratic nomination for the New York State Attorney General in 2006 on May 30, 2006. Captured the Democratic Party's endorsement, receiving 65% of the delegates. Though Cuomo won the endorsement, former New York City public advocate Marjorie Greene and two-time candidate for Lieutenant Governor Charlie King also owned places on the Democratic ballot. King dropped out the race before the primary and endorsed Cuomo. Cuomo won the primary with a majority of the vote, defeating his nearest opponent by over 20%. Clinching the Democratic Party nomination was considered a significant rebound following his unsuccessful, unpopular 2002 gubernatorial campaign, and at the nominating convention, June O'Neill, the Democratic chairwoman of St. Louis County, called him New York's own comeback kid. In the general election of November 7, 2006, he defeated the Republican nominee, former Westchester District Attorney Jeanine Pirro, winning 58% of the vote. On July 23, 2007, Cuomo's office admonished the Spitzer administration for ordering the New York State Police to keep special records on the Senate Majority Leader's Joseph Bruno's whereabouts, where he traveled with police escorts in New York City. At the discretion of top officials of the Spitzer administration, They created documents meant to cause political damage to Bruno. Spitzer responded by accepting responsibility and issuing an apology to Bruno. In 2007, Governor Cuomo was active in high-profile investigation in the lending practices and anti-competitive relationship between student lenders and universities. Especially, many universities steer student borrowers to a preferred lender, which resulted in the borrowers including higher interest rates. It led to changes in the lending policy at many major African American universities. Many universities also rebating millions of dollars in fees to affected borrowers. UseNet 2008. On June 10, 2008, Cuomo announced that three major internet service providers, Verizon Communications, Time Warner Cable, and Sprint, would shut down major sources of online child pornography by no longer hosting many Usenet groups. Time Warner Cable ceased offering Usenet altogether. Sprint ended access to the 18,408 news groups in the old hierarchy. And Verizon Limited is using that offering to approximately 3,000 Big 8 news groups. The move came after Cuomo's office located 88 different news groups to which child pornography has been posted. Damn. 2008 Obama remarks. In 2008, Cuomo said at the Democratic Party, Barack Obama, who was running against Hillary Clinton, the candidate Cuomo supported, can't shuck a jive at the press conference. Cuomo received criticism from some of his use of the phrase. Roland Martin and CNN said shucking and jiving have long been words used as a negative assessment of African Americans along the lines of the foot shuffling Negro. Cuomo investigated a corrupting scandal, fraudulent scheme to extract kickbacks, which involved New York investigators, the Security Exchange Commission, and attorneys general in a dozen states. Also, 2009, Cuomo launched a suit against the United Homeless Organization and New York Charity. He charged that the majority of the group's income was not used to provide services to the homeless, but was diverted to the founders of unrelated personal expenses. In 2010, Judge Bar R. Kaepernick granted the judgment and forced the group to disband. After Hillary Clinton became President Obama's choice for the U.S. Secretary of State, the New York Governor David Paterson was charged with appointing a temporary replacement until a special election. Cuomo was seen as a leading contender for the appointment. Carolyn Kennedy, who was a first cousin of Cuomo's ex-wife, was another leading contender, but withdrew for personal reasons 2 days before Paterson was set to announce his choice, leaving Cuomo and U.S. Representative Kristen Gillibrand as the most likely appointees. On January 23rd, Paterson announced he would appoint Gillibrand to the U.S. Senate. On September 18, 2009, advisors to President Barack Obama informed Governor David Paterson that the president believed he should withdraw his 2010 gubernatorial candidate, stepping aside for popular Attorney General Andrew Cuomo. On January 23, 2010, the New York Daily News reported that Cuomo would announce his plans for a gubernatorial campaign at the end of March. Later reports indicated Cuomo announced his gubernatorial campaign coincided with the state Democratic convention in late May. On May 22, 2010, Cuomo announced his run for governor in a video posted to his campaign website. Cuomo announced his choice for lieutenant governor, May 26, 2010, Robert Duffy, mayor of Rochester. In November 2, 2010, general election, Cuomo faced Republican Carl Paldano, Buffalo-based businessman who has been heavily supported by the Tea Party movement. Governor won the election for governor by the landslide, winning 62.6% of the vote. Paladino performed strongly in his native Buffalo area, while Cuomo performed well in the eastern part of the state as well as the downstate. In addition to the party's fledgling candidates, New York's electoral fusion laws allows parties to cross-endorse candidates. The Independence Party and Working Family Parties cross-endorsed Andrew Cuomo, while the Conservative Parties and Taxpayers Party cross-endorsed Carl Pardano. The Independence Party line received 156,648 votes. Oops. 5% of Cuomo's total, with 3.2% of statewide total. And the Working Families line routine, 154,853 votes, 5.3% and 3.4%. With the Democratic line receiving 2,610,220 votes, the Conservative line, 232,281 votes, and the Taxpayers line received 25,821 votes, with the Republican line receiving the remaining 1,290,082 votes. Cuomo sought re-election. A former U.S. Representative, Kathy Hochul, is his new running mate. On March 5, 2014, Westchester County Executive Rod Lestano announced that he would run on a Republican ticket against Cuomo for governor. Law professors Zarif Teachout and Tim Wu challenged Cuomo Hochul ticket in the Democratic Party election, capturing 31% of the vote on the Goober national line as lieutenant governor. And the November 4, 2014, Cuomo was reelected for a second term with 54% of the vote, while Ostano received 40.6% of the vote. Despite low voter turnout, Cuomo won the election by a comfortable margin. However, his margin's victory was smaller than it has been in 2010 victory. Ostano won most of upstate New York, but was overwhelmed in New York City. Cuomo was sworn in for a second term as governor. 2008, Cuomo was challenged in a party by the left by actress and activist Cynthia Nixon. That's the lady from Sex and the City. She criticized him for not having failed to fix the New York City subway following his degradation of the 2017 New York City transit crisis, as well as not protecting undocumented immigrants, not legalization, recreation marijuana, and not creating a single-payer healthcare system. While debating Nixon, Cuomo countered her argument on the subways by pointing out that the system is owned by New York City. Do past administration agree it is the governor's role? An analysis conducted by New York City Comptroller Scott Strainer revealed that New York City pays for 70% of the subway repair costs. Cuomo defeated Nixon 65.5% to 34.5%. On November 6, 2018, the Cuomo-Hochul ticket defeated the Malala-Curran ticket by a margin of 59.6 to 32.2. On March 19, 2021, New York Times, in an episode of the podcast The Daily, lead auto Cuomo deputy Bill Lipton, head of the Working Families Party, had the source primary opponent Nixon that if you say, ever, well, he's better than a Republican again, then I'm going to say you're better than a child rapist. In May 2019, Governor Cuomo announced he would run for a fourth term. In August 21, after a report released by Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, detailed accusations of sexual assault by Governor Cuomo in his attempt to silence victims, the New York State legislative leaders indicted that they will seek to remove Cuomo from office. In the face of almost certain removal for office, he announced his registration as governor effective August 24, 2021. Although there's been no formal withdrawal, individuals close to Cuomo indicated he will not speak his party's nomination following his resignation. Yeah. And that is Governor Cuomo's career. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk about Letitia James, the Attorney General of the state of New York. Because I did an episode about her before. I believe the episode is called The Quarantine, The Pandemic's Kicking New York City's Ass. And in that episode, I talk about Letitia James's report directly from the New York State government website, talking about the how Governor Cuomo is responsible for the death of 3,000 patients in the nursing homes, COVID-19 pandemic. And I'm also going to read the new report. So it's going to be a very good episode next week. So I'm going to talk about my time working with the New York State Department of Social Service. All right. So here it goes. Now, I work with the New York State Department of Civil Service. My job was, I was working in the Harlem Outreach Center. That was on the second floor of the Adam Clayton Powell State Building. That's off 125th Street and 7th Avenue in Harlem. Our office was on the second floor, and it was right next to the OGS management office of that building. My job was to outsource New York State Civil Service career opportunities to downstate section of New York. That includes Putnam, Westchester counties, the five boroughs, and all of Long Island. All right? There was a time where me and my colleagues, my supervisor and my colleague, we had over 300 resumes. We sent over, we was going to like 300, 400 job fairs a year. And the reason why we was doing that, because we wanted to make sure that we was showing that, you know, our office was doing a lot of work, because, you know, time and time again, upstate tries to get rid of the Harlem Outreach Center, but the community leaders in Harlem always fights to keep the center. So if it wasn't for the community leaders in Harlem, I would never had an opportunity with the New York State Department of Civil Service. You know, my job working there was good because I got a lot of experience. Because the New York State Department of Civil Service is basically the human resource department of the whole government agency. We was responsible for all the civil service examinations. That includes the correction officer examination. That also includes the DMV. So when you ever go to the DMV in the state of New York, or you go into one of those state jails, all of the people who work in these facilities, they have to go through our process. So I was working in a very good job. Now earlier, Governor Cuomo said that he raised the minimum wage in the state of New York to $15, which is good. Because at the time, working with the New York State Department of Civil Service, I was only $11 an hour. And I love that $15 an hour. It was great. What happened was, is that, you know, a couple of months later, after it was raised to $15, then I got laid off for the job. And I got laid off because of budget cuts. I got laid off because the new appointed heads, because the New York State Department of Civil Service had four heads, and one of the heads actually moved in the office of Harlem, and they was like, one of the heads was moving in the office of Harlem, and it was like, I guess she wanted to put her own people there, and I was the new guy, and I happened to be laid off. So I'm actually kind of bitter how it all ended, but it's okay. You know, I got my unemployment, I got the experience, I got my certifications, because I got a lot of certifications there. One of the certifications I got was like, sexual harassment certification. You have to get that every year because they want to make sure that there's a work environment where people won't get harassed or assaulted in the workplace. And then another one I found that very interesting was computer safety. internet safety. I had to do classes in that. Reason why I had to do classes in that, because while I was working with the New York State Department of Civil Service, the Hillary Clinton situation happened with those emails, and they kept making a big thing about the emails, saying it was Hillary Clinton's fault. But in actuality, it wasn't her fault. It was the IT specialist. It's the IT specialist's job to tell people who do not know how to use computers how to use them. So, after the Hillary Clinton situation happened, they started to put encrypted microchips into smartphones, into laptops, to make sure that the information doesn't get out. They block certain people from using Gmail. Couldn't use Gmail and Yahoo or any of these mailing companies from now on. Yeah, so it was very interesting. Yeah, so I earlier said that it's not a win for the hashtag MeToo movement. Now, the reason why it's not a win for the hashtag MeToo movement, because after he resigned, they say that they're not going to pursue the investigation any further. And after, they're not going to pursue the investigation even further. They still owe him $2 million. And after his tenure as the New York City governor, he's going to get $50,000 a year in pension for the rest of his life. So it's not a win. Don't let the media and the internet fool you. Yeah, so this is the end of the podcast. This is the end of the stream. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is Black Wall Street Chronicles, and I'm signing off.